Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the third Monday of every month from 2 to 4, it must be Match No Match, starring the lovely Leah Haben. Hi, Leah.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I am great. I like when I say that and you smile. Right, Robbie? And I'm going to introduce you in a second. Does she have a great smile?
Beautiful.
Beautiful smile. It is brightens everyone's day. I'm sure people have told you that before.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, very, very cool. And you are the owner and founder of SmartFem.
Yes.
SmartFem.com, I should say.
Yes, yes, the mobile magazine for the woman on the go.
Wow, and women are on the go these days.
Oh, you know, honey, we wear a lot of hats, a lot of juggling.
A lot. I think women multitask better than men typically.
Well, we multitask. I'm not sure how good we are at it, but we try.
Why? You're very good at it.
Most of the time.
I'm voting for you for the multitasker of the year.
Thank you. I just need a couple more arms and legs. And
yes. Yes, you do. Or clone yourself. What if we had five of you walking around?
Oh, my God.
Remember that movie? It was
Duplicity with Michael Keaton. Yes, I do.
That was so cool, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very cool.
Boy, the wife had no idea, but we'll get into that later. So anyway, this is Match No Match, and of course, no is spelled K-N-O-W. So it's not about no match, N-O. It's about know your match. That's always the key. And we have special in-studio guest who's going to be a participant, comedian from the Improv, Robbie Wagner. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. Last month, we had another comedian.
Jolene Lenzer.
She was cool.
She was great.
And now we have Robbie Wagner. I like that name, Robbie Wagner. Do you like that name, Robbie?
Yes.
Any relation to Robert Wagner?
I know, I was thinking of that.
That's why, you know, I go by both. Robert Wagner, I just, you know, I'm tired of hearing the jokes, so I just go by my kid name.
Wow, where you know, that came up actually in the news, Robert Wagner. They started, I think, investigating the death of Natalie Wood again.
Were
thinking of it,
well,
which was weird.
Throwing her off the boat probably wasn't a good thing to do.
Yeah, but that was so long ago. How could they even open up the case after all these years?
I don't know.
Did they contact you?
No.
Okay, so that's
everybody else did on Facebook.
Yeah, that's when you go by Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're going to have a fun time today at 2:45. We're going to have a young lady call in. We're going to ask questions, and Robbie and this young lady will tell her name later in the show some questions and see if they're a match or
no match.
Or no match, yes, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be fun. Are you nervous, Robbie?
A little bit.
Really?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
he's a professional.
Yeah, he is.
Well, before we get started, Dave,
yes.
I just want to let you know our lovely female participant has some great goodies. One thing that I'm just going to really, really, really go on about, though, is, you know, with every show, we get customized jewelry from Michelle Designs. Michelle Bettner is a designer in town, and
Wow. These
earrings, everything is handmade on them. I mean, they're just absolutely gorgeous. I'm not sure of the stone that she's got in these, but they are just absolutely gorgeous.
And she can wear them on the date at Valley Luna, our favorite Mexican restaurant. They are so cool out there. Jesse Wright, White manager, and I met Bill today, too. And
wow. They
are cool people. What a great restaurant, Valley Luna. And get out there and enjoy.
Well, you know
that.
I love Mexican food.
Oh, it's good. Well, you and I will go to lunch there then.
We'll have to.
Yeah, it's
I know.
Fun.
Robbie and I should have been going down to the Chili Pepper in Yuma.
In Yuma?
Yes. Or Mr. G's.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
There's a Mr. G's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. So I hope it's a match today so they can enjoy Valley Luna. There's three locations, South, East Valley, Paradise Valley, Northwest Valley. We'll give the locations
out
later.
They have a PV location.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I usually go to.
On Cave Creek, 16048 North Cave Creek. I've been to that one.
I have
many
too.
Times. And of course, the 3336 West Bell Road, Northwest Valley. That's a really cool place. I had
it
a birthday
is.
Party for someone there about a month and a half ago. It rocked. It's a great, great place, Valley Luna. And I think there's going to be a match. I'm predicting it. I feel it in my bones. And that means Robbie and the young lady will get a nice dining experience. I can't wait. Maybe we'll sneak up on them, take pictures. What do you say?
I think we should.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the today's theme, by the way, is, guess what? The most popular date and relationship movies in the history of movies. And we got a whole list we're going to talk about. So, and how it's going to relate to people out there. Is it really fantasy or reality? Do movies actually create more problems in relationships, or do they create a standard which people can live by? I don't know. I think
I think it could go either way.
Yeah, I think so too. What do you say, Robbie?
You know, I don't know. It depends on what your movie list is. So let's see.
Well, let me give the list. But before we do that, I think people want to know who Robbie Wagner is. Let's ask who Robbie.
You know, he is. He is a celebrity.
You are a celebrity. We've had several celebrities on. You are from the improv. Well, tell us what you do. You're a comedian, and you perform at the improv.
I do. I perform regularly at the Tempe Improv, and we also have a couple other theaters inside the AZ Funny Showroom and Wonderama Theater. So I do all three. And so the AZ Funnies and the Wonderama is a family-oriented comedy theater, or two different theaters, and then the Tempe Improv is kind of an anything goes. But I'm there every weekend, so you can pretty much see me.
Wow, how cool. You know who I saw there? Howie Mandel.
Really?
And he doesn't make many appearances, but he was there. He was hysterical.
Huh. Did he give you knuckles?
No. I wasn't close enough to get knuckles.
He's a germphobe, you know.
I know. I heard it. That's why I don't think he performs as much as he used to.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But he's got the TV show, so I mean, he might be too big. He might, you know, need a one of the big theaters, or, you know, Comerica Theater or something like that.
What's that, the suitcase show? No, what was that show? Risk, No Risk, or
Deal or No Deal?
Oh, that one.
Deal
yeah.
or No Deal.
He still has that?
I don't know. I don't really.
I think there was No
it.
Deal on that when he got canceled. I haven't seen it on for a while, but I think he is on something. He was on Piers Morgan the other day. Mm. It didn't look like they were getting along. Ever see that CNN?
Well, Piers, either you like him or you don't like him. There's no in between.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. So Howie Mandel, is your Robbie, is your comedy similar to Howie Mandel?
I don't know. I've never seen Howie's.
Oh, he's fine.
I've never seen him do stand-up. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing you need to know about Robbie is he only does clean comedy.
Good.
So very, very, he's very clean. He's a Yuma boy, believe it or not.
Yeah, you both went to Yuma. Did you know each other back in the day?
No, I could be his mom.
Oh, really? Did you get the DNA to prove it?
No.
Oh, we don't know that yet. Okay, we will have a test later on in the show. Just kidding. You both came from Yuma?
Well, I went a couple of years of high school there. I wouldn't say that. Oh. I'm actually from Marietta, Georgia, but I went.
Oh, that's right.
My dad, my dad was there for a little while.
So you grew up and you were born in Yuma?
I was born and raised in Yuma. I left at 19 years old.
Wow, you stayed that long.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Yuma.
Well, it's much different now than it was when I grew up.
A lot different than when I was there, too.
Right?
Did you go to Yuma or COFA?
I went to COFA.
Okay, Yuma.
Yuma?
Yeah.
Ooh, a rivalry already. I assume COFA means a high school.
Yes, COFA Kings.
Yeah.
Wow. COFA. And Yuma what?
Yuma Crims, criminals.
Oh.
Isn't that just lovely?
Is that really?
It really is.
Why would any school do that?
It was named after the territorial prison.
Oh.
Yuma Territorial Prison. And Yuma Union High School is the oldest high school there. And so they went. Our mascot was a criminal.
And the Kofi, what's it called?
Kofi Kings.
Kofi Kings, yeah.
Kofi Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds like a Starbucks drink. Kofi Kings.
Yeah, they actually had the better school and the better logo and
mascot
and stuff, yeah.
Wow. How come they haven't changed the name of Yuma Crims?
Yeah, to be honest
that's
with
weird.
You, I'm surprised.
It's kind of setting them up
hasn't.
For failure, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure you really want that associated with your kids, but.
But maybe the kids go there and they stay there for 3 years without ever getting out. Maybe that's what it was. Is that possible?
Hey, that
It's actually a four-year sentence.
Oh, 4 years. That is just the strangest thing I've ever heard. I think we should take up a petition.
I think you're right. It needs to be changed.
Wow. So, Robbie, so there you are. When do you usually perform, by the way?
Every Friday and Saturday.
So oh, you do?
I can do anywhere from 2 shows to 7 shows over a weekend.
Oh, my God. That's
and then whatever
guy.
Comes out through the week.
So every week you're performing?
Yep. Pretty much every weekend I'm there. So
that's why you're single, Robbie.
Yeah. I know.
Yes, he knows this.
But we're working on changing that.
We're going to change it today, live here in about 40 minutes, 35 minutes. No, yeah. Actually, well, it starts in 35 minutes as far as the match, no match. So, tell us a little bit how you decided to become a comedian.
I've always wanted to. You know, being from Yuma, we didn't have entertainment. And so,
true story.
Yeah, there's nothing. And I don't know what I have, like, kind of a weird imagination that I thought, you know, since I'm from Yuma, there's nothing here. I didn't know how you thought you had to be born into it or something. I didn't, honestly. That's just kind of crazy. I've been watching it ever since I was a little kid. Had early influences with Bill Cosby, a lot of water. Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. Clean humor, by
yes.
the way. Very
yeah.
clean.
And, you know, as I got older and I moved out of Yuma, I realized that they had open mic night. I never heard that before. And I started writing, and it took me about a year of writing before I had the courage to get up, and I finally did it.
And now it's easy to get up there in front of people?
Now it is. I struggled for about a year. My first year in comedy, I was just petrified every single time. Just the thought of it. I mean, I would have chills.
Performance anxiety.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the first show that I did, I got booked for something, and it wasn't even an open mic. I thought it was, and they booked me 2 weeks out, and I had anxiety for about 2 weeks.
Oh, no. And then when you get up there on stage, what happened? Still anxiety? Well, or did
when
it?
I was up there, yeah. I mean,
the whole time?
Right now, I'm fine now. The first time I did it, I couldn't even talk. I just felt like needles were poking into my face.
Did you work that into your routine, though?
No, I
that would have been good.
It was very surreal. It's not, you know, I was lost for words when I was up there.
So how do you remember? Do comedians have like a teleprompter or something on the floor or notes? So how do you remember the sequence of the show?
You do them so many times, and you just kind of, for me, everyone's a little different. I group it into a category. You know, I know that I have these 15 jokes that go with this subject matter. And so if I'm going to do an hour, I write, you know, I'll think of 3 or 4 of the subjects, and then I have an hour's worth of material for it.
And you write your own jokes?
Yeah.
That is talent, Leah.
Isn't that?
I am impressed, Robbie. I can't wait till the young lady meets you.
I can't either. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be great. Wow. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we will ask Robbie to maybe share some of his interesting stories, funny stories. Maybe things he would open up with. I don't know. We could talk about that. And if he leaves during the break, it was the wrong question to ask live on the air. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to 2 amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match every third Monday from 2 to 4, starring the lovely Leah Haven, owner and founder of SmartFem.com, the mobile magazine for the women on the go.
That is right.
I said it right.
You did.
Usually I say the intelligent guy for the women on the go, but it's synonymous. It is. Women, intelligent, mobile.
You know, we are smart femmes.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind, and I really honor women. Robbie, do you honor
women? I honor women, yes.
We like women. We
That's
want
good.
More women in the world. Isn't there more women anyway in the world?
Used to be. It's kind of going down now.
Oh, no wonder my odds have decreased.
Yes.
That's bad, right?
Yes.
I always thought there was... Why is that?
Well, because the birth rates have changed.
They have?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be where there were three women to men, and... That's still significant in your age bracket as well as mine.
Oh, she was being nice to me, right?
No. But like 29 years old and less, there are more men now than there are women. It depends on the category, the age category.
Oh, that's bad for the men at 29 or less. Especially
it's good for the women, though. It's about time.
Oh, my gosh. Robbie, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm not in that category.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
I don't care.
Yeah, at least we still got the odds. Okay, that's the most important thing. Okay, so pretend you're at the improv, and I'll do the announcing. No, you
I know it's a stretch, but...
Oh, yeah, this isn't quite the improv, but any particular things that you want to bring up, any
stories?
Well,
Leah just came out to the show that we did last month, and, you know, since this is match, no match, then, you know... We could talk about relationships. I do talk a lot about that. You know, in the last year and a half, I lost a lot of weight due to a divorce.
Date weight. Date weight.
Date weight. What is date weight?
Date weight is when you've been locked into a marriage for a long time. You put on a lot of weight, and you start losing weight because you want to meet somebody else.
You could always tell that, right? You go to LA Fitness, and you'll see women or men, and they're really, like, right in the back really quick, and... And you look at their hand and, yep, no
divorce
ring.
Papers in her hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called date weight.
Okay. 65 pounds. That's what it was. That's
Whoa.
A lot of...
You lost 60...
I think I mentioned that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did mention
65
that.
65 pounds, a lot of weight in a year, I guess it took. Well, I don't know how long it took me, but I've been maintaining it, so.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, yeah. You look great, Robbie.
Thanks.
Wow, 65. I can't even imagine you 65 pounds more. I mean, you're not big at all.
Well, 65 pounds is a lot, you know, if you just...
Yeah. Wow.
It's about twice me right now.
Wow.
So. Well, that's good for you. Excellent
job.
I'm
happy about it. But mostly, you know, it was a lot of stress, and I think it was a lot of just being broke. I was very broke.
That will
I couldn't
do
afford
it.
Food.
What was the best part of your divorce?
Losing the weight. That was the best part.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, good. Now, how long were you guys married?
About 4 years.
Okay.
But wait, let me ask you. You said losing the weight was the best part.
Yeah.
Now, was that your weight or the baggage? Which one?
It's losing my weight. Divorce is a hard thing to begin with. It's, you know, and then you just feel totally crushed. But, you know, once you start getting control back of your life, then that's, you know, I actually wrote a show, The Divorce Diet, that's going to be coming up pretty soon, and I talk a lot about that. I actually wrote a book, Divorce Diet, and it, basically everything inside the book, it's a list of everything that I was able to eat and that I did eat through the whole thing, and so hopefully that takes off. And I mean, you open it up, it's just a bunch of blank pages. In there,
wow, that's clever, though.
Isn't that
a divorce?
Clever?
Yeah,
diet.
I figure, you know, a lot of people go through it. I mean, it's really high here in Arizona. I think I heard it was 75%.
It is. Well, Scottsdale alone is the divorce per capita.
Is it?
It was in 2007. I'm sure that hasn't changed much.
So Scottsdale is.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like musical chairs out there.
Pretty
but
much.
But it's probably not chairs what we're talking about.
Huh.
No, people change their mates like they do socks.
Wow, that's really too bad. And I think the percentages, I heard first-time marriages overall in Arizona was 67% divorce.
Right.
Second marriage is 75%. See, once you get the hang of it, right, then it's easier.
Keeps getting higher.
And third, I heard it's well over 100%, which never made sense to me. How could it be more than 100% on third marriage?
I always want to know where they get those statistics.
I know how. I think people have, they're married to two different people at the same time, and it counts to pump up the percentages.
Well, you know what I say, never buy the same piece of real estate twice.
Yeah, but how come people, but people do remarry people they get divorced.
How is
that possible?
You know, first of all, somebody dumps me. Hello, I don't want to talk to you.
That's
I definitely don't want to be married to you again.
So, Robbie, does that make sense? Would you ever buy the same real estate twice?
I wouldn't remarry. There's no way.
Remarry the same person or remarry at all?
Remarry the same person. There's just no. Why would I do that?
And most of the people that do remarry end up in divorce unless you're Natalie Wood, and then you're just thrown off the boat.
Yeah, that's even bad, Wagner. I mean, Robbie Wagner.
Robbie Wagner.
It's Robbie Wagner. So, anyway, That's a good point, I think. But people do it, and I don't know why. And I wonder what the record is. Maybe marriage, remarriage to the same person, then like four or five times, I bet.
We should Google that.
We should
Google
that.
Yeah, let's do that. Maybe Tommy can do that on the break. Google what the record is for marrying the same person, getting divorced. You know, the divorce, that would be expensive, right?
It would.
Wow, that would be ridiculous. Masochism.
Well, what is it? What is it?
You guess at the wedding. If you're marrying the same person,
maybe it's the same guest. They, you know, it's like
recycle the guests.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
The worst part about marriage is when you're actually going through it, and people are like, I knew it was going to happen. I knew, and it's just, why didn't you tell me before I said I do?
Well,
exactly.
Have you ever gone through marriage? Now, this is this happened to me with my first marriage, and I don't know why I did it, but I just knew in the pit of my stomach that it wasn't going to work out, and I
really?
Did it anyway.
What was the clue?
You know, it just, my gut, everything told me that, you know, he's never going to change. You know, I didn't know everything, but I attributed a lot of it to jitters.
But you knew enough knowing that he's never going to change.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the overriding factor to blindside you on this? Was he like 6'2"?
4. 6'4".
There it is, right?
Drop dead gorgeous.
6'4".
So there was an over. How
yeah.
do we see that?
Was, it was totally. It was totally
physical.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's blushing. Do you see that, Robin?
Yeah.
Memories.
And he was older. He was older. I
how
mean,
much older?
He was 7 years older. He was attractive. He played hockey. He had the face. He had the body. He had the charisma. I mean, and I liked it when we went into a room that people just paid attention. I didn't realize it. You know, it was many years later that I decided that I wanted to be the pretty one in the relationship. Oh.
There's a song about that. So
yeah, that was my lesson learned. Make sure that you're always the pretty one in the relationship.
Well, we got a surprise. Robbie and I did a surprise for you. We brought back the 6'4 guy. He's now about 6'2". But he's coming over today for a confrontation, but not really. A reconciliation.
Oh, thank God. Oh, yeah.
Just
that
kidding.
Would never happen.
But we didn't let him bring his hockey stick.
Oh, that's well. He wouldn't show because he owes me so much in bag child support.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. We also have the Attorney General coming up behind him. This is like the Catch a Predator. Remember that show on NBC?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To catch a child support guy that flips out on his child support. Hey, that'd be a good show.
Yeah,
maybe not.
This
okay.
is a little off subject. But I have my biological father. I guess is wanted for that. And I found out. I talked to a brother that I didn't know I had, and it turns out I have 24 brothers and sisters around here, and my biological father lives here in Phoenix, and he plays music.
Has he ever reached out to you?
No.
Okay, typical musician.
Typical.
Yeah.
Typical. 24 brothers?
You
That's
know,
what he said. I don't know, but, you know, it's, I don't really care
like
about
a...
finding the guy. He, my brother, my half-brother, you know.
He reached
out
to you?
Wants to find him, yeah.
Okay. You know what's funny? I've been contacted several times throughout my life by DES.
Yeah.
Wanting to know the whereabouts of him because it appears that my boys, my oldest boys, also have several siblings in other states and is wanted for child support just about everywhere.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a common ailment.
I guess. That's a lot of child support.
It is.
24 brothers and sisters?
Well, I think you have the record. Your dad has the record.
Wow. Unless it's a baker's dozen, that'd be 26.
Right.
Oh, my. How does that make you feel? Is that like, do you get angry or do you like just accept
it? I don't even know him, and it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to your mom, Rob.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
My half-brother, he's very upset. Yeah. And, I mean, I even went as far as trying to contact the locator. What's his name? Troy? Troy the locator?
Uh-huh.
But they haven't written back, so I was just writing it for him.
I don't know. That's a pretty good story, though. 24 brothers?
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, I'm half he was adopted from Guam, and so that makes me half Guamanian, and so there's not that many. I mean, Guamanians around here, so there's
at least 24. I didn't even know that's what you say, Guamanian.
I didn't know that was
a word, Guamanian?
Yep.
Wow. Wow, so that makes you
That would even be stranger in Yuma.
Yeah. I'm actually half Guamanian, half Irish.
Well, that's a good combo.
Yeah, two different islands.
Well, it looks good on you.
I've never been accused of being Irish, though. So.
No? Wow. Does he look Irish?
Not even a little.
Are you Irish?
I have a little bit, but I'm really more English, and believe it or
Norwegian, right?
Norwegian, little Irish. Bit of...
Yes. I said Norwegian. That's not such a word, is it?
My mother's half Choctaw, though.
What's a Choctaw?
Is that like Indian.
Oh.
Yes. My sister and my mom are really dark. I'm very light.
Yeah, very light.
I look like my dad, but yes, I'm
I actually lived in Norway for a year and a half.
Did you?
Yep.
Really?
My first wife.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
I moved to Norway. She was probably blonde
and beautiful.
Yeah, she was. You know, she came down. She was an exchange student, and we were dating, and she had to go back, and we weren't ready to end it. So I was at a stop sign, and she just leaned over to me and said her friends are getting married, so they can get the
green card
paper. Yeah, when they're over there. And it was just weird to be at a stop sign and be proposed to that way. And
she
next
proposed
day we went
to you.
Vegas. We went to Vegas, eloped, and I moved to Norway and was there for a year and a half.
How was it there?
Beautiful.
How was the relationship?
Awful.
Oh, from beautiful.
No, we lived in different cities. It was very tough to
leave your country
to find work. Even if you have your paperwork and stuff, it's really hard to find work. So the only way I could do it is in another town. And so we didn't see each other. So I was there for about a year.
So what did you do? I'm assuming you didn't do comedy.
I worked in a restaurant at the international airport.
Okay.
And so that's what I did.
Wow.
We didn't have to talk. It was just like breakfast buffet.
Well, we're glad you're here doing comedy now.
Yeah.
Me too.
So have you been to Denmark or Sweden?
I've been to Sweden, and I was supposed to go to Denmark, but I didn't.
Okay.
Sweden.
I never made it.
Wow. I hear a lot of stories about Swedish women.
What do you hear?
I'm not going to say. But okay, I could say it off the air. It's time for a break, so we will say it off the air. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about our theme about the best date movies, relationship movies around. And then we're going to be coming up in 15 minutes with the young lady calling in to see if there's a match or no match. You want to stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match every third Monday from 2 to 4. We have the lovely Leah Haven in studio, owner and founder of SmartFem.com, the mobile
magazine for the woman on the go.
And intelligent.
And the intelligent guide for the woman on the go.
But it's really the mobile magazine for the woman on the
it
go.
It really is.
But we, I like the other one too, though.
Well, they're both accurate. They're both right.
Yeah, that's true. And we have special in-studio guest who's going to be a participant on Match No Match, Robbie Wagner, comedian, improv. Get out and see him every week?
Every Friday, every Saturday.
And so what do you do? Do you open up for people or do you, headline?
For the Tempe Improv, I do whatever they need. If we have a fallout or something, I'll open or feature.
Wow,
nice. I'm having my headlining show on April 5th.
Oh, April 5th.
And so that's going to be a big one. And then we have the AZ Funnies showroom and the Wonderama Theater, and both those are family comedy shows. So the show's always different, and we're going to be adding some sketch to it, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very fun. April 5th. I marked that on my calendar. I want to go see that. Now, here's a list of some of the most popular dating shows or relationship shows in the history of movies, and I'm sure both of you can add to the list. But some of them are like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, for example. That was a movie that was sort of funny, right?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Ghost was more serious, drama type.
Right.
But Sleepless in Seattle, a lighthearted movie.
Feel-good movie. I love it.
When Harry Met Sally?
Loved it.
Pretty Women?
It was okay.
Titanic?
Oh, I loved it.
Notebook? The Notebook?
I loved it. I don't see that as being a date movie, though.
I didn't see Notebook. One of my best friend's wife told me that he cried during it, so I said, I'm not going anywhere near that movie.
Yeah, it was sort of a tear jerker.
It was a great movie, but it's not a light movie by any means.
No, it was very heavy, no doubt. And Twilight
throw in your man card. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm throwing it in, but I still love Notebook. Twilight. I'm a Twilight fan. Jerry Maguire.
Not a big Tom Cruise fan.
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan.
But either. Show Me the Money.
I'll tell you what, I thought Cuba stole the show.
Yeah. He was very good.
He was my favorite in the entire show, although I got to tell you, it was really kind of fun to see Troy Aikman. It was kind of fun to see.
Was it Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
Is that
who
was in it? Okay.
She was good.
I like Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Renee and the little boy was fabulous.
Excellent, excellent. How about Forrest Gump?
I love that movie.
So there's,
I like Forrest Gump.
There's our list. Now, do you have any other movies you'd like to add to this list, and then we can start talking about them?
Every movie that I see with the girl, it's always a chick flick. So I don't really.
I like scary movies.
For date movies?
Oh yeah.
I have scary
choice.
Dates and bring them to scary movies.
There
that way, I don't know which is which. So really, what's some of the scary movies that are date movies?
Yeah, well,
like Scream 3 or something.
Yeah, I kind of like those. Right now, I can't seem to tear my. It's not in the movie theaters, but I love Walking Dead. I'm a zombie freak. Yes, I'm a weirdo. I like Walking Dead. Anything having to do with zombies, I love.
Walking Dead,
AMC, it's on television, it's great, and surprisingly enough, it is probably one of the most successful series out there right now.
So tell me about this, Leah. How long have you liked Walking Dead?
The minute it premiered, it's my mother's fault.
Let's blame the mom.
It's always the mom's fault. Well, I can remember watching Dark Shadows when I was a little girl.
That's a, what do you call
that
it?
That was a vampire show with Barnabas Collins. But I was introduced to horror films at an early age, which you shouldn't do, but I can't help it. I like them.
How old were you?
Yeah. Probably 5 or 6.
Oh, my.
Well, same here. I watched Exorcist at 5.
No. You're kidding.
I saw it at 12.
Babysitter put it on for me. That was really nice.
I still can't watch that one. That one really, really, really freaked me out.
This is why none of us are married in the studio, because we're talking dating and exorcist. Dating and Walking Dead. So does that have any indication how you picked your dates?
Yeah, if they don't like horrors, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like
think it's the
movies.
Best. That's the best date movie is horror flicks anyway. So.
Now tell us why. Why is that?
Because they curl up to you and hold on to you.
That's true. That's true. You snuggle. You
and
know.
Then usually the guys in the movie, they're not better looking than you. They're zombies. So
yeah, that's true. You're not competing with Brad Pitt usually.
Yeah, good point. Wow. How come you guys didn't give me this advice a while back?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You
also.
Love that one?
Yeah.
I didn't see
They've
it.
Had several of them.
Which
the last one?
There's
one,
like 50 of them, I think.
I actually like the last one that they had. I can't remember the stars, but that was the only one where the guy was good looking, but he was killed.
The old horror flicks, you know, like the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, my gosh. That was, yes.
I think I've seen one new, and it's just too much.
I don't like all the gore so much as I just like
to. Are you talking about the Al Gore or just the gore?
Just the gore.
Okay.
I like being scared, but I don't need to see every, you know, the knife going in.
Is that like Nightmare on Elm Street or whatever it's called?
Although I love that.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah.
I did.
There's an exception already.
I watched all those when I was a kid.
I know.
So we're talking dating, and I came up with really great movies, and we're going to horror films.
Well, for a date movie, it is kind of fun.
Wow. I never thought of that. Yeah. Because they like have to cling on to you, and they can't leave you for a week because they're afraid and that type of stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
That's it.
Hey, that's very clever.
Oh, yes.
That is smart, you guys. I never heard of such a thing. Well, okay. So maybe I'm behind the times here. All right. Is there a non-horror film that might fit the bill that other than what I mentioned?
I think anything with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan's a big win.
Oh, yeah. You've Got Mail. How
You've
come I didn't
mail.
Put that one? Remember
I'm
that?
Sure.
I don't think I've seen it.
The first AOL
Maybe.
Movie.
Yes.
You Got Mail. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was really good.
And what other ones do you think?
Well, I don't know if I could put it on date movie, but I loved Knocked Up.
Oh, yes.
Knocked Up?
Yes.
It was, I think that's a good date movie. I mean,
it depends. Yeah.
If you don't
it
have
depends.
A sense of humor, don't go out with me,
well,
you know?
That's true.
That's
you know,
a very funny movie.
Anything with Katherine Heigl, too.
She's good.
She's very good. Her timing, her comedic timing is really good. There was one with her and Gerard Butler, and he was the...
I saw that.
I'm trying to think what the
he
name
was,
of it.
He was a TV guy.
Yes.
Oh. What was that? That was a good one.
It was a good one. It was a good one. And
she almost ruined it by going out with that other guy.
I know.
Right, what's up with that?
You know.
What was that?
He was good looking, again, blindsided by the good looking guy with no personality.
Yeah.
And fortunately, she got to work with him. So she, you know, personality really does win.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
I thought that was a great movie. I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either, but it was a great movie.
That was funny. A very funny movie. Yeah, he was... TV, and she was like the producer or
she
something
was the,
like
yeah,
that.
She was the producer. It was a morning show, and they brought him in because the ratings
were low, and he was kind of controversial.
Oh, he was very controversial.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And she didn't like that at first.
Well, you know, not many women like to see two women mud wrestling. Or actually, it was, no, jello wrestling in a little blow-up play pool. No.
But really, what's wrong with that? Really, tell us the truth about that. Robbie and I are looking like,
What?
Right, Robbie?
Yeah, it's competitive.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sports, I know.
Yeah, and we have a sports show. Okay, so out of all these movies, let's take Harry Met Sally. The theme there basically was, can a man and woman just be friends? What do you say? Robbie?
Can just be friends?
Yeah, that was the theme.
Yeah, I think so.
Billy Crystal said no, and the other, Meg, said
yes.
So... let's get your point of view.
Yeah, I think so.
They can just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and?
I think they can, but I can tell you that the best relationships are people who are the best of friends.
Oh, nicely said. Wow, that was very good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it answered the question, though. But the best relationships in terms of, maybe it was the answer. You mean a regular just friendship?
Yeah, you can have a regular friendship, but I think... I think that the type of relationship that most people unfortunately don't have are the ones they should have, and that is, are you with your best friend?
As a real, as an intimate relationship.
Right, and that...
I agree with
Harry and Sally were best friends.
Yeah, they developed it nicely, didn't they?
Well, they were friends first, and then the relationship came afterwards.
Yeah, I like that. That's a very good approach. Now, your favorite scene in Harry Met Sally...
I know what your favorite scene
is. Oh, yeah, that's why I asked you.
I can't remember.
Oh, you're kidding. I'll have what she's having. Okay, so that was the line.
My favorite one is when she's crying and she goes, and I'm going to be 40. And he goes, yeah, but that's like 10 years from now. She goes, but it's there.
That was funny.
I think any 32-year-old woman can relate to that.
Yeah. And speaking of Meg Ryan, wow, she wins the most awards here. We have her in three of these movies so far. Because Sleepless in Seattle, that was sort of a cool movie, too.
It was very, very cool.
I think she should put out a horror flick now.
I think
she did. It was her last movie, and I don't think
actually she did. She was one of her very first movies. She was in one of the first. I think it was Amityville 2.
Oh, really?
Was she really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's hard to recognize because a lot of people don't know this about Meg Ryan. She started out in... soap operas, and she used to be a little chubby.
She really?
Yeah, I mean, not fat,
no.
But just a little,
really?
You know, just a little chubby.
I have a connection to Meg Ryan. Should I tell you real
quick?
Yes. I'm a CPA, as most people know, and a business consultant. So back in my firm in L.A., I got a referral. It was an astronaut and a pilot, and also... he was married to someone named P.J. Souls, who was...
Dennis Quaid's.
Yes.
First wife.
Exactly.
And
he went for Meg Ryan, and poor P.J. was not happy. So P.J. Souls made a couple movies. Rock and Roll High School was...
Carrie.
Was she in Carrie?
Yeah, she was in... she's always wearing the baseball cap. She was
Stripes.
In Stripes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, how do you know all this?
Well,
I'm impressed.
If it's stupid
no,
information...
No, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it stays in my head.
That's impressive how you knew that.
I have a connection, too. Well, yes. Sort of an ex-connection.
An ex-connection.
Yes, my last husband used to fly corporate before he went to Southwest. And
he knew her, P.J. Soul's husband, the pilot?
He actually flew Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid around.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So I didn't get to meet him, but he did.
I don't think
that.
They're married anymore.
No, they're not. As a matter of fact, his third wife is now divorcing him.
Oh, my.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, that's like
That should be the rule.
Yeah,
I think it is the rule,
yeah.
Actually.
If you can't figure it out after the third time, maybe you shouldn't do it.
But not in Hollyweird. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hollywood.
Well, you know, I think everybody should have a starter marriage, though. You know, it's
you
just
practice.
Yeah, it's just practice.
Wow.
When you're 20 years old or less, like I was, you know nothing anyway.
So she marry for love the first time if it's a starter marriage or marry for money?
Well, I think you should always marry for love.
Even a starter marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Just realize that...
And if it's a starter marriage, right, Robbie?
Yeah, then I wouldn't have gotten married if it was for money, so...
Yeah, then it would have saved you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have never
moved... I'd be a different person today.
Yes. See?
Well, I know my grandmother always said, you can always love a poor man or a rich man as much as you can a poor man. I'm just going, okay, that has not happened yet.
Now, how about... How about Ghost? That was pretty sad, wasn't it?
It was sad. It was sad. It was really good, though.
A pretty good
movie. I thought that was a cool movie.
I
was a kid when it came out, though. So I wasn't.
You're still
wasn't
a
dating.
Kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing, yeah.
And Pretty Woman, the meaning there was don't judge a book by its cover, right?
You know.
Unless it's Julie.
I don't know how I feel about that movie.
It was sort of cute, wasn't it?
Richard Gere was really cute in that movie. You know, I'm just not a Julia Roberts fan, and I know I should be because she's from Georgia, too, but I'm just not a big Julia Roberts fan.
George Costanza was in it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, then how about Titanic? That was interesting.
Billy Zane,
who, by the way, is a great actor, and I think he should have been more popular than he ever was.
I agree.
I don't know why he wasn't, but he wasn't very nice to
no
the girl.
But at the same time, from I really loved what James Cameron did as far as, you know, bringing her. She's 100 years old and, you know. And
wasn't that good?
Ugh. And the underwater scenes. I don't know if you dive underwater, but I mean, it's like one of my things. I just loved it. I am a history buff, so I just, from the historical standpoint, you know, not all of it was accurate, but it was pretty accurate. And I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I just, I liked it.
That was a very clever way they set that up. And who's the guy? He was in Big Love. He was one of the stars.
Bill Paxton.
Very good.
Very good.
And some of the scenes coming out of some of those scenes, and you see like the crew's expression. That was priceless. Right?
Well, you know, just to see what it would have looked like, you know, in an ocean liner back then was just amazing. And the clothes and the wardrobe. It was just amazing.
It was cool. Well, let's take a quick break because when we come back, we're going to start Match No Match. Robbie looks excited, passionate. He's ready to go. We have our lovely woman guest. We'll mention her name when we come back from the break. And we're ready to go. Match or no match. I'm hoping it's a match. We'll be right back.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spiegel relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spiegel has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spiegel, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten and Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten and Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.